When I was a senior at USC, it was the first time I ever came to New York. We played Army in Yankee Stadium. And I remember walking out and looking around and thinking, wow. I just looking around like every other country boy at these big lights. And all of a sudden, here I was coming up the dugout, the Joe DiMaggio had come up. And the reason being that Mr. Mara, he scouted me at that Army game. And it was amazing to me that I would wind up there a year later.
And as fate would have it, Gifford was selected as the Giants' first-round pick in the 1952 draft.
I loved to play, and I guess I had this kind of all-around ability, whereas some people have can really fast and they can do certain things, run over people. I could do all of it fairly well.
As the Giants began to rise in the NFL, Gifford quickly became one of New York's shining stars, and his impact would help the Giants return to glory in 1956.
Now, 1956 was a very special year by any standard. New York had all of a sudden awakened to the fact that there was a professional football team. And it wasn't just the Yankees, it wasn't just DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle. All of a sudden we were selling out Yankee Stadium. You put that all together into a magical year, if you will. We had Vince Lombardi as the offensive coach, Tom Landry is our defensive coach, and defense wins. You're not going to lose a game if the team doesn't score any points. And we had the best defense in football, and we had a pretty good offense. And when offense was growing up, and we had a magical season and wound up beating the Chicago Bears for the NFL championship 47-7 in Yankee Stadium. And as far as I'm concerned, that was when not only the Giants arrived, that was when pro football arrived.
With a new era underway, Gifford and the Giants would become a dominant force in the league. And with the popularity of pro football on the rise throughout the country, the advertising world would hone in on Gifford and his teammates' celebrity status by putting them in dozens of advertisements and TV commercials.
We did advertisements for anything and everything.
Hey, Joe, are you still using that greasy kid stuff on your hair?
What else?
Vitalis. That's what else.
You don't need greasy kid stuff. Try Vitalis. Smooth, easy.
Gifford was the toast of the town, but in 1960, Frank would sustain an injury that would put his playing career in serious jeopardy. He would sit out the entire 1961 season before valiantly returning to the Giants in 1962.
Here's Frank Gifford, most happy to again be a member of the fraternity.
Well, it was the toughest year of my life, football-wise. Once having been the New York Giant, and all of a sudden, I was having a hard time even making this football team. And for the first time in many, many years, as the season opened, I was on the bench. And then in the second game, we were playing in Pittsburgh. And Wyatt Tittle was the new quarterback. He didn't know me from Adam. All of a sudden, got me in the huddle with him. And he said, "You got something, Frank?" I said, "Yeah, there's one X right. And you better split the L man and circle the B back." And we needed a big play. It was third and long. And somehow I caught the ball. We get the first down, and when he came back and he says, "What else you got?" "I just got a fly. Give me a fly." And it was the most important catch of my life, I think. And I caught it just by the tip of the ball, and I was back. And I played that season and actually went back to the Pro Bowl as a wide receiver.